Right, so we have Joe on the line here, coming from the DUBS protest in town. So, hi Joe.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. Can you hear us all right?
Yep, everything's good.
All right, perfect. So would you like to explain a bit about what the protest is about?
Yeah, of course. So we are gathered at the Brian Clough statue in Nottingham and basically trying to help bring awareness to the Dubs Amendment that recently has been taken away by Parliament. And basically this means that child refugees, the number of child refugees that the government would have committed to have allowed to be let in has decreased. So a group of a couple, 10 students from the University of Nottingham have started up this group to try and raise awareness and do as much as they can within Nottingham and then hopefully outside of Nottingham to help this cause.
Yeah, so good. So what is the atmosphere like there at the protest today? And are people generally feeling positive or negative?
It's weird because it's not just one demographic. It's not just students that are here. There are people from all over, from different... I think there's a coalition between different groups. So, you know, different demographics. Everybody's really excited to be here. And it's just started as well. Everybody's already quite taken by Shannon's initial speech. So I think the vibes are good.
That's really good. So do you have any more events lined up that follow this one?
So I know that at the moment the group only have this demonstration sorted at the time being. But I know that they're working towards going into schools and trying to educate children. I'm assuming that after this demonstration we'll know more about future demonstrations or anything that's planned. I think that for the time being this is a taster event to try and get people interested, and then they're going to see what's going to come on from there.
Yeah, so you said about they're going into schools. What do you think you can do to get uni students or the uni of more involved in it?
So what they're doing in schools at the moment is they're going to go in and try and teach younger children more, just to be aware of things like refugees, migration, economic migrants, which I think is something that needs to be taught from such a young age. Now, in terms of university students, it's not like you can just go and do the same and sort of patronise them and teach them these things. But to host more events, you know, in different ways, just to bring awareness and to make people a bit more politically active. I think the University of Nottingham is so good for so many things, but one thing that it might lack is its political, I don't know, entity in some way. So it's nice as well to see that some students are, you know, brewing this and kickstarting this and getting a bit more of a, I don't know, public voice feel.
Yeah, that's actually a really good point. Are there a lot of students there today, or is it mainly older people?
I would say it's a 50-50 split, 50% students, and then otherwise, you know, people who look like they're working, some people who look like this is their full-time, sort of, I don't know, they work in charity or they work in public sector of some kind. But honestly, from all over, it could pass as a university perspective photo.
Oh, that's really good. Do you think that protests, you personally think that protests are a good way of communicating with the government?
I actually think it's the only way, really. I mean, I believe in that everybody should vote. I think that that voting is great. But at the same time, voting doesn't convey the intensity of your desires, right? It doesn't really convey which specific policies you particularly want. So the good thing about protests and pressure groups is that they highlight, you know, what specifically needs to be done. This is, you know, public interest. We are the ones who are voicing our desires. And I think this is perhaps the only way to get your ideas through to government.
And from a personal point of view, why did you decide to go to the protest today?
I'm second generation immigrant. So obviously this kind of resonates with me quite a bit. And I just think that it's on a very humane level. There's a migrant crisis going on. So that in itself is already horrible as it is. And then when you think that there are children involved in this, who, you know, they have at no fault of their own, aren't allowed a home. So I just think that at a very basic level, if that doesn't really kind of shake you in some way, then you might need to, you know, reevaluate your priorities. It's a brilliant cause, and I'm really proud of the group of people who have brought it together, one of whom was actually my bathroom buddy in past year.
Yeah, for sure. I think that actually not enough people are that aware about it, so I think it's a really good thing. If this final question, if you could send a message to the students of Nottingham or to young people in general, what would it be?
Don't feel helpless. think, you know, everybody does have a voice, and protests are such a good way to try and demonstrate that. Like, whilst I know that spending 10 hours looking at memes on Facebook is a brilliant use of time and may seem so fun, there are bigger issues at stake here. And to just be more active, take an interest in issues.
Okay, brilliant. Thanks for talking to us today, Jo. Wish
Not
best of
all.
Luck for the rest
Thank
of the
you.
Day. All right.
Thanks for having me. Bye.
Bye. So that was Jo Adib talking about the DUBS protest that is going on in town today. So what are our thoughts on that interview? Do you think that the protest is a good idea? Do you think that people aren't taking enough notice about refugees and about especially children refugees?
I think compared to the Trump rallies that we had earlier, I think the turnout obviously wasn't going to be as big, because I think something like Trump really catches the imagination of a lot of people. They really want to show why they should rally against something like that, whereas this, because it's a little bit more specific and in a way it's a lot more local as well, it's hard to get the same levels of turnout. But it's great to see students picking up the baton and really getting the message out about people, and hopefully it does raise some awareness.
Any more thoughts? I think it's quite a good the fact that she said there was quite a split demographic of people is quite encouraging. I know that especially in a university town, it does tend to be a lot of university students, but it is quite a nice thing to hear that there are a lot of people getting involved.
I think a problem also with protests like this is, well, I had no idea it was happening. And I think a lot of the time, like, the word doesn't spread to everyone, but people who have gone, like, will be able to, like, come back, tell their friends that they've gone, and it will spread awareness for the cause.
But if you look at the Trump rallies, like, that starts out quite small in terms of the actual, like, original idea, and then suddenly just caught on and loads of people went. So it is one of those things where sometimes it can be a bit luck of the draw in terms of whether or not it kind of gets people to be involved. But yeah, I think the protest is about the government's reversal to continue a scheme where they would take in 3,000 child refugees, or at least allow them to apply for visas. And local councils have come out and said, we can actually, you know, house and support these people. And then the government kind of took a very strange closed doors kind of reversal of this, because you think if they wanted to appeal to a certain part of their base who wouldn't want to accept more refugees or more immigrants, they would kind of trumpet this, but instead they're doing it very quietly. And you think, well, if the local councils are fine with it, then surely I fail to see how this has become their issue, really. But it's good that people are getting the message out that, you know, despite the government trying to keep this quiet because there's so much focus on abroad at the moment, and with Brexit happening, that people are making sure that the voices of people who, you know, normally really don't get their opinions or their voice heard are being listened to.
Yeah, I was going to say, with the recent passing of Article 50, do you think that has had a large impact on government and on the population, or will have a large impact considered with regards to the refugee situation?
I think so, yeah. I think it's a message to the rest of Europe that unfortunately some of the country do not want to be involved in the European idea. But, you know, like, I think it was last month the NHS announced that they wouldn't be able to function on their current supply of money, and, you know, normally that would be massive headlines, but because of Brexit, because of Trump, the government is being able to get away with a lot of things that normally would cause more kind of uproar, really.
I think, yeah. Kind of, sorry, just from like a citizen perspective as well, like, I think a lot of people will come to think, like, oh, Brexit is happening, we should sort that out before we start, like, taking in more refugees, etc. So I think, like, a lot of people kind of, like, reiterating what Harry said, Brexit means a lot of other things are going to get pushed down the agenda. And I think that will, like, change people's perception towards it, not necessarily because they have an issue, but because they kind of think we should solve the bigger problems first.
Yeah, I think also, in a lot of cases, it is a massive problem that people don't know what's going on, and people don't know that there are these extra protests going on. You know, it's not just this one today. In lots of other cities, there's all sorts of things going on, and they tend to get sort of overshadowed by big national issues, which isn't surprising, but I think it should be a bit of a wake-up call that these things are going on still.
Yeah, definitely. Hopefully the, you know, it, although, you know, a protest is still a protest, this thing is, it's about often the symbolic nature that it carries. It's, you know, like one of your questions about, is it an effective way of communicating with the government? Unfortunately, there's a lot of people in kind of high up pressure groups who can get their message across a lot more effectively, but it doesn't, it shouldn't stop people, like Joe said, from, you know, it shouldn't mean that you feel that you can't do anything. It should actually be a call to action.